So my name's Lucy Green, and I'm one of the ACOs with the RSPCA.
Great. Okay. So yes, you had slightly unusual job to deal with a few days ago. Just tell us what happened.
Yeah, so I got a call about a snake. They didn't know what type of snake it was at the time. So I just had a read through it, gave the finders a call and just to let them know that I was on my way, and just not to touch the snake as they didn't know what it was, just in case it was venomous. And I was about an hour and a half away, so it's quite a while. And by the time I got there, it had gone into their vacuum cleaner. But fortunately, it was just a corn snake, so completely harmless to humans, not venomous.
How unusual is it a call like this for you?
They're actually getting more common, because a lot of people are keeping exotics as pets nowadays. So they are a lot more common than people think. I did have one a few weeks ago, where a corn snake had got into someone's bathroom, from three houses down. So yeah, they are getting quite common now.
And have you managed to track
We
down the owner?
have, yeah, we have, yeah. And I think he lives about four doors down. So yeah, I did have a knock on all the doors in the neighborhood at the time, but unfortunately he wasn't in, and nobody knew that he had a snake. So yeah, we have managed to track him down and we'll be able to get the snake to him soon, hopefully. So it's been missing for 3 months, so quite a while.
So what advice would you have for people who do keep something like this snake? Obviously, they've got to be sort of kept so that they ideally don't escape.
Ideally, because it does give people quite a fright sometimes. Yeah, you know, for your they get kept in vivariums. So there's two sliding glass doors usually, and you can get little wedges for them, and you can get locks for them. So they're quite useful because the snake can just get down the side and wiggle its way out if it's not locked.
Anyone who is thinking of maybe buying a corn snake or something similar, what advice would you give to them before they actually get them?
I would like to tell them to do their research first, make sure they've done a lot of research, because do you think that they're quite easy to keep because you don't have to walk them like a dog, things like that, but they need certain heat requirements, certain UV light requirements, some species need humidity, and it gets quite expensive, so you have to change their UV bulbs like every 6 months. So yeah, it can get quite expensive and they can grow quite a bit bigger than people think. So even with the corn snake, the one I found was 2 foot, so it's about 2 years old. But they can grow up to about 4 or 5 foot, so they do get quite big. So yeah, people should need to think about that as well.